Welcome back. This is Dana Wild with the Mind Aware Show, and we have our marketing maven, Desiree Wolf, on the line with a question from an audience member. Hey, Desiree, what do we have today?
Hi, Dana. Thanks for asking. Tanya Erdam of TeachingMyToddlers.com writes, I help parents teach their babies how to read. My children both began learning to read around age one, and I have witnessed other babies begin as young as 9 months old. It's been an absolute joy to watch their minds unfold through early literacy, and it's a gift I wish every parent was able to give their child. How do I reach more parents and convince them the impossible is not only possible, it's extremely beneficial in their child's development? I feel like if I could get past the initial stage of disbelief, they would see the unlimited potential that is truly available for the child through infant literacy.
Thanks, Desiree. And thank you, Tanya, for writing. Actually, it's a very interesting topic. And you have a valid point, you know, about your product sounding incredible. But here's some food for thought. Instead of thinking of your message as impossible to believe, why not think of it as a new, hot, cutting-edge idea, like the latest trend that people want to know about? You know, I know you've probably heard me say, because I say it often, that try to always align your marketing with your natural gifts and your natural desires. But if you enjoy working with the media, then I think you would have a natural fit for a lot of publicity with this topic. I mean, learn how to design a press release, work with people who are experts in publicity, put together a media kit. I mean, just start doing the circuit. Reading at 9 months old, I mean, it would be a natural fit. The media loves a good story, and especially one like yours that also kind of adds the appeal of something new and different. So best of luck to you. Thank you so much for your help too, Desiree. And thank you, Tanya Erdam of TeachingMyToddlers.com, for such a great question. If you have a marketing or mindset question, make sure to post it on the Mind Aware Facebook wall, and maybe you will be featured on our next show. Why in the world would meditation be important to your business success? Could it actually increase your bottom line to be more mindful? Well, I am here with Takara, and she is the author of Peering Through the Veil, the step-by-step guide to meditation and inner peace. And she's here to help you have it all, inner peace and a financially thriving business. Hi, Takara.
Well, hi, Dana. How are you?
Terrific. So good to have you here. I'm really excited about today's segment. And let's start a little bit with your story, because you actually have a background in engineering, right? So how do you go from engineering to becoming an expert on energy healing and meditation and such?
Well, obviously, that's going to be an interesting tale because it's unusual. But what happened for me is I was really, truly at the top of my game as an engineer. I was a manager in the pharmaceutical industry, and I mean, I had a lot of money, I got to travel a lot, I did all the things that the American dream says you want to do. But I wasn't happy, and my health was awful, and I was really, really stressed. And eventually, I completely hit the wall, just completely, completely crashed and burned. And I had to reevaluate everything, and just decided that my health and my happiness weren't worth what I was doing. So I did this crazy, crazy thing that I don't recommend listeners do. I quit my job. I moved to an island. I started a nonprofit for dolphins and whales, and I changed my name.
Wow. Good for you. You're listening to Dana Wild with the Mind Aware Show. I'm talking to Takara, the author of Peering Through the Veil, about the power of meditation in growing your business. And so, I mean, obviously, that's a huge, drastic change. And you maintain that since then, like, meditation is really the foundation for success. Can you tell us why you think that?
Well, what I've discovered after, you know, literally crashing and burning, that when you are stressed, you don't make good decisions. And a lot of times people just operate their business and even their life from a place of, I want to say wounded almost. They're running out of fear. They have some limiting beliefs, all those things that you talk about. And they're not coming from the right place to have, like, easy, graceful success. But when you meditate and you're inner reflective and you take time to spend time in nature and in silence, your mind quietens down and you suddenly have realizations and you have insights. And so instead of just trying a million things to try to make it all work, you start to just know the right thing. And that happens when you quiet in your mind and get down into a theta brainwave and you meditate on a regular basis. It makes all the difference in the world.
Wow, I couldn't agree more. So true and so interesting and such a great reminder for everybody. This is Dana Wild with the Mind Aware Show. I'm talking to Takara right now. She is the author of Peering Through the Veil, and she's an expert on meditation and how it can benefit your success. And so you mentioned a couple of things there, Takara, that I want to get back to. You were talking about being in nature and, actual meditation. How important is it, do you think? Because I think sometimes when people hear the word meditation, they think, oh, I'm not going to sit there for an hour every day, cross-legged doing nothing. And so can you maybe just clarify a little bit about some stepping stones for getting more quiet time in our lives?
Absolutely. And like I mentioned, I think time in silence and time in nature are great ones. One of my favorite activities to really get clear and centered and balanced and in harmony and not all scattered and stressed is to simply sit by a stream. Mm-hmm. Let the water going over the rocks sort of soothe you, and that naturally slows your brain waves down into basically an alpha level. So normally you're in beta, but when you drop down into a slower brainwave like alpha or theta, you're thinking more clearly and you don't have a lot of scattered thoughts. And they're good, good places to be.
I love that. Very, very nice. This is Dana Wild with the Mind Aware Show. We're talking to Takara about meditation in your business success. I was just thinking as you were talking, and maybe you can say what you think about this, that even if we would do that before we go into each event in our day, just take even just a few seconds. Maybe we can't sit next to a stream, but we can certainly quiet our minds and, imagine water in our minds flowing, mm-hmm. right? I mean,
right.
How much of an impact do you think it would have on our interactions? Do you recommend doing that?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to work with the environment you're in, okay? I have the luxury of working for myself, spending tons of time in nature. I mean, I even lived on a yacht in the South Pacific for a while. I've created a lifestyle for myself. But most people, especially if it's in the corporate world or they run a business and where they're interacting with people all day, you don't have those luxuries of just taking time, like an hour in the afternoon, to do these things. So you have to fit it in. One way to do that is just add a fountain to the space. Another way to do it is to have really quiet, but in the background, some lovely music. And you can even get these recordings of the ocean, streams babbling, they really do make a difference.
Yeah, I love it. And I'm thinking that I want to get back to this idea, too, about how important it is for the bottom line in our business. Mm-hmm. I think for myself, I know any really creative idea I've had in my business that's gone on to be, really financially successful, it's always come from that place of quiet. I'm not kidding. Sometimes it's just that time when you let your mind go when you're on the highway. But if you let your mind quiet down a little bit and be free, that's when the good ideas come, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I find, because I've been meditating now for like 20 years, and I've do many different forms of meditation. It's just how my life has unfolded. But I find that those moments in the car or those moments in the shower, when you have those inspirations, happen much more frequently for people who meditate. And I completely agree with you. Every major, amazing, miraculous thing that has affected my bottom line or another area of my life in a big way were just these little fleeting thoughts that happened when I was quiet or not even necessarily paying attention to the topic that this little thought came through your head. And when you meditate, it helps you pay more attention to those.
Yeah, I tell you, you get a more resourceful brain. There is just no doubt about it. This mm-hmm. is Dana Wild with the Mind Aware Show. I'm talking to Takara. She's the author of Peering Through the Veil, and she's an expert on meditation, inner peace, Amazon bestselling author, really just good stuff on this. So how do you start? Let's say, you're somebody out there, you're busy, you've got several kids, you've got a, you know, a partner and a day job, and you're trying to start a business at night, mm-hmm. and you've got a million things on your list of things to do today besides pick up bread. And so what do you recommend? What's the first step to getting started?
Well, I think the first step is deciding that you're worth it. You know, it's making that decision that just like eating right and getting enough rest and spending quality time with your family is important overall to the, you know, your well-being and your happiness and the family and all of that, taking time to meditate, like getting up just 20 minutes earlier can be all it requires, or turning off the television 20 minutes early at night before you go to bed and doing this sort of thing. So part of it is just making it part of the day, but it doesn't have to be a big ordeal.
I was thinking really what you're talking about is it's about making a decision, isn't it?
It is.
Making the decision to become, you know, more proactive in your mental health and, you know, and stress levels and all of that. Because it really, you know, I think sometimes I'm wondering if people think it's impossible to really live a stress-free life. Do you run into that?
Well, when I start telling my story and some of the things that I've done, and I explain how stress-free. I mean, it's not that you're completely stress-free. Events happen, life happens, the unexpected things happen. But when you meditate, when you stay centered and in tune most of the time, when these unexpected events happen, you just calmly respond to them instead of getting all freaked out and really upset or really angry. The whole day flows better. And so even in moments that are not necessarily that wonderful, you're still less stressed.
I totally get it. This is Dana Wild with the Mind Aware Show. I'm talking to Takara. She's an expert on meditation and mindfulness and really just helping us to understand how, you know, if you're taking that time for yourself every day, you are less stressed, you live a less stressful life, and you get, you know, better decisions. You get better ideas that come to you, and that actually affects your bottom line. So then do you not recommend, Takara, to force yourself or make yourself do something if you don't want to do it? Would you say if you're in making a business decision and you feel like you're under a deadline, is it better just to take that time rather than forcing yourself to do something?
I don't force anything. I'm not a proponent of the push method of living, you know? It's kind of like in business, people are constantly pushing. We're going to implement this technique or this technology. We're pushing, pushing, pushing. And I just don't operate that way. I think that we gently allow our life to unfold. If it's too stressful, if forcing it, if making ourselves do it is stressful, then we shouldn't be doing it. You know, if you have a deadline, you handle the deadline. You're okay if you miss a day or two or a week, but then you get back to it.
I totally get it. It's so, you know, what's so nice about it, I couldn't agree with you more on all counts. And what's so nice is that we're living in this age where we're really starting to rethink those ideas, aren't we? You know, that we used to think this idea of having to make things happen. I'm going to go out and make it happen today. And now really allowing things to happen. So it's easy to say that we should meditate, but really, how do you quiet that monkey mind? Well, Takara is going to reveal the secret to doing just that in 5 minutes.